The Choice, Chapter 4, A Powerful Performance. A very tired, grumpy girl sat at breakfast Saturday morning. Can't I skip one day? Your first performance is in 3 weeks, Giselle, said her mom. You've invested dozens of hours so far. Alamosa is the poorest county in our state, which is why Mr. Craig picked it. People can get depressed and feel like losers when they can't find jobs. But God doesn't see them as losers. God loves the poor, and they need to know that. She left the kitchen. I wonder what it's like to be poor, thought Giselle. She saw again the blank faces of the kids in Nicaragua light up as the youth group sang about God. What if no one tells them about God's love? What will happen to them? Hurry, Mom! I can't be late! Today we're taking turns sharing why we love God and have chosen to follow Jesus, explained Mr. Craig. After each performance, one of you will tell the audience your story before we mingle with the crowd. As Giselle listened, she became troubled. Why do I love God? She had no answer. Soon it was her turn. She walked slowly to the front. Turning around, she saw 8 eager sets of eyes glued to her. Why do I love God? She began. I love God because... Everyone waited, but she couldn't continue. She turned and stared blankly at Mr. Craig. I don't know why I love God, Mr. Craig. I don't even know if I love him. I thought I did, but I'm not even sure what it means to love him. Mr. Craig stood up, his eyes full of warmth. Placing his hands gently on her shoulders, he spoke kindly. Giselle, this is why our drama team was created, to help people to know God and come to love him. The Bible tells us, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you practice these 2 things, then you will learn what it means to love God. As they were leaving, Anna hurried over to Giselle. Thanks for being so honest, she said, hugging Giselle. Following Jesus is a big commitment. It's good you're thinking about it. Thanks, Anna. I was starting to wonder if everyone thought I should leave. Oh, no, Giselle, replied Anna. We want you on the team more than ever. Alamosa Community Theater was packed. The Denver Christian Academy drama team took the stage and played their parts perfectly. Each actor portrayed a kind of selfishness that all people are born with and which God calls sin. Things like insisting on your own way, never admitting you're wrong, and telling lies. When they sinned, a black jacket was handed to them. Eventually, each actor chose to enter a black box. Immediately, the door locked from outside. Above the window was written, "Separated forever." Ben, the oldest member, came out dressed in white. He heard their cries of both sorrow and anger, but couldn't unlock any doors because they had chosen to put the black jacket on and walk into the box. He then did a strange thing. Walking from box to box, he offered a white jacket to each person in exchange for the black one. Those whose cries were of sorrow eagerly traded, but those who were angry ridiculed him. In the end, Ben wore the black jackets, and those who wore the white jackets were set free. Together, they followed Ben until he withdrew behind a curtain. A thunderous sound erupted. The lights went out, and it was dead silent for 10 seconds. From the back of the auditorium, a dull light appeared. Ben was dressed in gleaming white. As he walked down the aisle, the light became painfully bright. Upon reaching the stage, those dressed in white began to sing. The song told how God loved us so much, he gave Jesus, his Son, who took our sins upon himself. Then he died with all our sin on him, but came back to life, leaving all the sin behind, buried forever. It was a powerful performance, leaving even the actors in awe.